Welcome to Mindwalk, produced at Upstart Radio for Free Radio Santa Cruz, IndieMedia.org, RadioForAll.net, community and micropower stations worldwide.
But it's very hard when you're in a rich and powerful country, and a country with, yes, great traditions in terms of, yes, the Declaration of Independence and the Bill of Rights, although I would claim that our greatest traditions and our greatest experience, our proudest experience, come not from what our governments have done, but from what the people of the United States have done, what the citizens have done when they banded together to fight against slavery, what working people have done to change the conditions of their lives because the government wouldn't do anything to change the conditions of their lives. The government was sending the troops out and the police out and the National Guard out to shoot them down and club them down when they went out on strike to try to change the hours of their work or the conditions of their work. I have to think about what kind of country we want to be in the world and whether it is really important for us to be a superpower, whether that's what we should take pride in. That we are the strongest. We are the richest. We have the most nuclear weapons. We have the most television sets and the most, you know, cars and this and that. Is that the thing we want to be most proud of? And is that strength really strength? Or is it something else? One of the artists I think of when I think of somebody whose work is transcendent is Joseph Heller, the author of Catch-22. If somebody right after World War II had written a book, a nonfiction book, pointing out the ambiguities in that good war, pointing out the bad things done by the supposed good guys in that good war, if somebody had written a book suggesting that the good war of World War II and the greatest generation were not necessarily the greatest, and this was not necessarily good, that it was much more complicated than that, because war corrupts everybody who engages in it. Even if you start off being the good guys and they're the bad guys, soon you begin to look like the bad guys, because that's what war does to everybody. Somebody had written a nonfiction book like this would have been very difficult in that glow that accompanied World War II. But you could write a novel like Catch-22, and slyly, an artist can be sly, and slyly point to things that take you outside the traditional thinking. And you can get away with it in fiction if people say, oh, well, it's fiction. But remember what Picasso said, art is a lie that tells the truth. Think about that. Art is a lie that tells the truth, meaning, right? Art goes away from reality and it makes up something, it invents something, and what it invents may be more accurate about the world than somebody who gives you a 1, 2, 3 photographic picture of the world.
I wonder, do you feel all right?
Yeah.
I said, do you feel all right? All right, at this time, we're happy to present a man now who knows his lesson. Reverend Ross Abernathy.
Now, you know what happened Easter Sunday. They brought the dogs out. Turned them loose on our people. You know what happened last Friday. They brought the dogs out. They tore the garments from our people. They turned the water hoses on. But what happened yesterday to the dogs? They still have those same dogs. They still have the water hoses and the water, but they didn't use it. We have already won a victory here in Birmingham. And all we've got to do is to keep marching. Do tomorrow what we did today. And do it the next day. And then the next day we won't have to do it at all. Because yesterday we filled, day before yesterday we filled up the jail. And then today we filled up the jail yard. And on tomorrow, when they look up and see that number coming, I don't know what they're gonna do.
Mr. Medgar Evers from Jackson, he's the state field secretary for the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People. Mr. Medgar Evers.
Thank you very much, Mr. McDo. Ladies and gentlemen, it's very good to see the number of persons out here tonight that are. And certainly this indicates that we are ready for freedom and we're ready to march for it. I just want to say to you here tonight that the reason I'm up here is because you've given us inspiration in Jackson. And we're going to go back to Jackson, South Mississippi, and all over Mississippi and fight for freedom as you're fighting for it here in Greenwood. All we want you to do is keep going with this fight for freedom. And as we stick together here, as you feel the pains of dogs here in Greenwood, we'll feel them in Jackson. And if we feel them in Jackson, you feel them here. And when we get this unity, ladies and gentlemen, nothing can stop us. We're going to win this fight for freedom. Thank you very much.
Watching TV. In Tiananmen Square, lost my baby there. My yellow rose and her blood-stained clothes. She was a short-order pastry chef in a dim sun dive on the Yangtze Tideway. She had shiny hair, she was the daughter of an engineer. Won't you shed a tear for my yellow rose? Yellow rose and her blood-stained clothes. She had perfect breasts, she had high hopes. She had almond eyes, she had yellow thighs. She was a student of philosophy. Won't you grieve with me for my yellow rose? Shed a tear for her blood-stained clothes. She had shiny hair, she had perfect breasts. She had high hopes, she had almond eyes. She had yellow thighs, she was the daughter of an engineer. So get out your pistols, get out your stones, get out your knives, cut them to the bone. They are the lucky
dogs, satanic mills, the Banyard Fetcher, hell on earth. They bought the front row seats on Calvary. They are irrelevant to me.
Start Radio America.
Did we do anything after this?
Funny feeling we did.
We were watching TV.
Watching TV. We were watching TV. Watching TV.
She wore a white bandana that said freedom now. She thought the Great Wall of China would come tumbling down. She was a student, her father was an engineer.
Won't you shed a tear for my yellow rose, my yellow rose, and her bloodstained clothes.
Her grandpa fought old Chiang Kai-shek, that no-good, low-down, dirty rat who used to order his troops to fire on the women and children. Imagine that. Imagine that. And in the spring of 48, Mao Zedong got quite irate, and he kicked that old dictator Chiang out of the state. Chiang Kai-shek came down in Formosa, and they owned the island of Quemoy. Shells ran across the China Sea, and they turned Formosa into a shoe factory called Taiwan.
And she is different from Cro-Magnon Man. She's different from Anne Boleyn. She's different from the Rosenbergs, from the unknown Jew. She's different from the unknown Nicaraguan. Half superstar, half victim.
She's a picture star, conceptually known.
She is different from the Dodo and from the Cancabono. She's different from the Aztec, from the Cherokee. She's everybody's sister. She's symbolic of a failure. She's the one in 15 million who can help us to be free.
Because she died on TV.
Coming through a hole in the air from those nights in Tiananmen Square. It's coming from the feel that this ain't exactly real, or it's real but it ain't exactly there. From the wars against disorder, from the sirens night and day, from the fires of the homeless, from the ashes of the gay. Democracy is coming to the USA. Coming from the sorrow in the street, the holy places where the races meet, from the homicidal bitchin' that goes down in every kitchen to determine who will serve and who will eat. It's coming to America first, the cradle of the best and of the worst. It's here they got the range and the machinery of change. And it's here they got the spiritual thirst. It's here the family's broken, and it's here the lonely say that the heart has got to open in a fundamental way. Democracy is coming to the USA. I'm sentimental, if you know what I mean. I love the country, but I can't stand the scene. And I'm neither left or right. I'm just staying home tonight, getting lost in that hopeless little screen. And I'm I'm stubborn as those garbage bags that time cannot decay. I'm junk, but I'm still holding up this little wild bouquet. Democracy is coming to the USA. Sail on. Sail on, O mighty ship of state. To the shores of need, past the reefs of greed, through the squalls of hate. Sail on. Sail on. Sail on.
Go to them.
What? Alone? Why don't we just go around them?
No. You go.
I'd rather not.
It's a test.
I don't know those people, and they don't look very friendly. What if they kill me?
Nobody will observe.
All right. I'll go. I'd rather not, but I'll go. What's the best way to get down there?
Be quiet and go.
Tonight we're reminded of the evil emperor, Nero Augustus. He was the scourge of all the Christians.
What's a scourge?
It's like when something real bad happens. Like when everybody gets killed and you can't do anything about it. Like a swarm of locusts. For the entertainment of his guests, Nero would illuminate his whole garden with bodies of live Christians covered in burning oil. Strung up on flaming crosses, crucified. Yeah. At dinner, he'd have the Christians rubbed by his guard with aromatic herbs and garlic and sewn up into sacks. And then they'd throw these sacks to the wild dogs.
That's terrible.
It's horrible.
Terrible is what it is. You know, I can't drink whiskey like I used to could. My old belly just ain't no count. I get the shits every time, don't you know?
I'm sorry, Big George. I got some food here that even Nero couldn't command. I think this is gonna fix up your old gut.
This beans are shit.
Why don't you shut your goddamn trap and just eat your beans?
Benmont, there's possum in these beans and spices too. I tried hard.
Well, Sally, I don't give a pig's ass what anybody says. I still say you make a hell of a pot of beans. Now, why don't you say us a grace out of the good book, would you?
Thank you, Big Jordan. I'd be delighted to do that. This day will the Lord deliver thee into mine hand, and I will smite thee, and take thine head from thee, and I will give the carcasses of the host of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air, the wild beasts of the earth. Amen.
Amen. What's a Philistine?
Well, it's just a real dirty person.
Hello. I smelled beans.
Who are you traveling with?
Nobody.
Where are you headed?
I don't know.
Hurt.
Yes.
Eyeglasses.
Yes.
Pretty suit, too. I clean up real good, you know.
Is that right?
Yeah.
What size shoes are those?
Ken?
They look very comfortable, are they?
Not too bad.
Now you see there. Look at the edge on that knife.
Mm-hmm. Feel it. I'd rather not.
I could.
Mm. That is a very, very sharp knife, that is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What do you call it?
Pretty.
I'm sorry? That hat, what do you call it?
I'm really not sure.
Ah, oh, your hair. Your hair is soft. Like a girl's.
By God, it is soft. Now, how do you get it that way? See, this old stuff of mine, it just... Well, it's just like old barn hay. There ain't a darn thing you can do with it. Mm. How do you get it that way and keep it like that?
Just lucky, I guess.
Lucky. Lucky. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
God damn it, you keep your hand off of it.
I thought I told you not to touch me.
I don't give a good goddamn what you told me. You keep your hands off his hair.
Why? What's that to do with you then, eh?
That's got plenty to do with me, goddammit.
This one's mine.
This one's yours.
Yes. This one's mine, Big George. You had the last one.
Is that a fact?
I saw him first.
I don't give a shit who saw what and who did what or who did who.
You had the last Philistine. This one's mine.
If I want this one, I'll have him too, by God.
Fine.
What happens if I just shoot you then, eh? What do you think about that?
You gonna shoot me?
That's right, I'm gonna shoot you.
Well, why don't you shoot me then, goddammit?
I will. I'll shoot you right now.
Come on, shoot me.
I will.
Well, quit talking about it and do it, by God.
I will. Ah! There you go.
Good God on him. Lord have mercy. Burns like hellfire. You son of a bitch. I'm going to have to kill somebody now. Well, goddammit, I guess nobody gets you. To hell?
Nobody.
A piece of flesh gives off smoke in the field. Carrion, caput mortuum, orts, pelf, fanks, sardis, gurry dumped from hospital trash cans. Lieutenant, this corpse will not stop burning. That you, Captain? Sure, sure, I remember. I still hear you lecturing at me on the intercom. Keep your guns up, Burnsy. And then screaming, "Stop shooting, for Christ's sake, Burnsy, those are friendlies." But Christ's sake, Captain, I'd already started. Burst after burst, little black pajamas jumping and falling. And remember that pilot who'd bailed out over the north? How I shredded him down to catgut on his strings. One of his slant eyes, a piece of his smile, sail past me every night right after the sleeping pill. It was only that I loved the sound of them. I guess I just loved the feel of them sparking off my hands. On the television screen, do you have a body that sweats? sweat that has odor, false teeth clanging into your breakfast, case of the dread, headache so perpetual it may outlive you, armpits sprouting hair, piles so huge you don't need a chair to sit at table. We shall not all sleep, but we shall be changed. In the 20th century of my trespass on earth, having exterminated 1 billion heathens, heretics, Jews, Muslims, witches, mystical seekers, black men, Asians, and Christian brothers, every one of them for his own good, a whole continent of red men, 1 billion species of animals for being subhuman, and ready to take on the bloodthirsty creatures from the other planets, I, Christian man, grown out this testament of my last will. I give my blood 50 parts polystyrene, 25 parts benzene, 25 parts good old gasoline, to the last bomber pilot aloft, that there shall be 1 acre in the dull world where the kissing flower may bloom, that kisses you so long your bones explode under its lips. My tongue goes to the secretary of the dead to tell the corpses, I'm sorry, fellas, the killing was just one of those things difficult to pre-visualize. My soul I leave to the bee, that he may sting it and die. My brain to the fly, his back the hysterical green color of slime, that he may suck on it and die. My flesh to the advertising man, the anti-prostitute, who loathes human flesh for money. I assign my crooked backbone to the dice maker to chop up into dice for casting lots as to who shall see his own blood on his shirt front and who his brother's. For the race isn't to the swift but to the crooked. To the last man surviving on earth, I give my eyelids worn out by fear to wear in his long nights of radiation and silence so that his eyes can't close, for regret is like tears seeping through closed eyelids. I give the emptiness my hand. The little finger picks no more noses. Slag clings to the black stick of the ring finger. A bit of flame jets from the tip of the fuck you finger. The first finger accuses the heart, which has vanished. On the thumb stump, wisps of smoke ask a ride into the emptiness. In the 20th century of my nightmare on earth, I swear on my chromium testicles to this testament and last will of my iron will, my fear of love, my itch for money, and my madness. In the ditch, snakes crawl cool paths over the rotted thigh. The toe bones twitch in the smell of burnt rubber. The belly opens like a poison night flower. The tongue has evaporated. The nostril hairs sprinkle themselves with yellowish white dust. The 5 flames at the end of each hand have gone out. A mosquito sips a last meal from this plate of serenity. And the fly, the last nightmare, hatches himself. I ran, my neck broken. I ran, holding my head up with both hands. I ran, thinking the flames may burn the oboe, but listen, buddy boy, they can't touch the notes. A few bones lie about in the smoke of bones. Membranes, effigies pressed into grass, mummy windings, desquamations, sags, incinerated mattresses gave back to the world, memories left in mirrors on whorehouse ceilings, angels' wings flagged down into the snows of yesteryear, kneel on the scorched earth in the shapes of men and animals and pray. Do not let this last hour pass. Do not remove this last poisoned cup from our lips. And a wind holding the cries of lovemaking from all our nights and days moves among the stones, hunting for 2 twined skeletons to blow its last cry across. Lieutenant, this corpse will not stop burning.
This has been Mind Walk, an Upstart Radio production for nonprofit use.